Neil Delamere's Sunday Best. Today
FM. Now, normally at this time, Gerard Farley comes in and gives us some tips to do, some stuff to do, to listen to attend in the week ahead, but he's off. He's off today. I don't know where he is. He's probably doing a gig or probably learning the musical score of every musical ever written in some sort of weird library somewhere, I'd imagine. But we have a super sub, an able stand-in producer, Daniel. Daniel Cahill has joined us in studio to give some possibly non-musical best tips for the week ahead.
There might be one snuck in there, maybe.
Yeah, well, listen, that's tradition at this point, isn't it?
I felt Grode might be cross if I didn't actually throw in an old musical number.
Yeah, you have to do an impression of him. Usually would you podcast at the start, so what's your tip on that?
So, it's kind of a couple of tips here, but this Making is a series by NPR, which are like these mega powerhouse of podcasts. They've started This American Life, Serial, that sort of thing. So the first series of this, Making Oprah, and now people recommended to me and I was like, I am not going to listen to this, but it is, you don't have to like Oprah, it's about the mechanics of how that show, how she came from where she came from, how the show was made, you know, the car giveaway, there's a whole episode on that.
Really?
It's fascinating stuff.
It's an insight into an international product, essentially.
Yeah, and you know Phil Donahue, who was massive in the 80s,
grey haired guy with the glasses,
still alive, he was interviewed extensively for this. So it's only three episodes. There's about four bonus episodes, and usually bonus content is rubbish, but I've listened to all of them, it's really, really good. So even the car giveaway, people who weren't happy, the people in the audience, is interesting because you have to pay a gift tax. So some people were complaining that they couldn't afford the gift tax, so it left them with actually less money, etc., etc. So they are, series two is out this Thursday, and it's Making Obama. So it's similar setup. They're interviewing people who are very close to Obama himself, obviously, will be on it. And I haven't heard any of it yet because it's only out this Thursday, but if series one was any to go by, it's going to be brilliant.
Well, that would be amazing. I mean, he kind of, if you talk to our expert on political science, our political scientist from Xavier University, Professor Tim White, it's just some of the stuff he talks about Obama and the ground game and the harnessing of image and the harnessing of people getting into vans and buses and bringing people to polling stations. And the social media, the first person to harness social media in the way he did. I mean, I would imagine the Making Barack Obama would be brilliant. There's loads in that, you would think.
Definitely. And then there's another one that caught my eye just this morning, actually, and that's West Cork. And that's going to be debuting on Amazon Audible, which is another way to listen to podcasts. And that's about the 1996 murder of Sophie Toscan Duplantier in Cork, obviously. And I suppose those kind of podcasts are doing very well, like Dirty John, you know, Your Serial, You're Making a Murder, that kind of thing. So although this case is very contentious and there's no convictions in it, and there's stuff going on at the moment in France, this is a 13-part kind of investigation by an American TV producer, I think. And it's kind of, we kind of touched on this last week when we had Gillian O'Brien in for Dark Tourism. There's kind of an obsession around that sort of macabre death, that sort of thing. So these podcasts tend to do very well. So interesting to see.
It's not a surprise that that an Irish version of something that happens in America would come along the tracks a few years after it happened over there as well. What about the stuff that's live? Obviously, I'm doing Vicar Street on the 9th and 10th.
Yes.
But I'll save you from plugging that. What else is on?
So in the Bord Gáis, this is one for Gerard. There's Cilla the Musical. Now, this is based on the ITV series, which I watched and I was pleasantly surprised.
Was that Sheridan Smith?
Yes. She's fantastic in it. She's not in this, but so that I suppose a lot of people would know, well, especially our generation would know her from Blind Date, but you kind of forget that she was a contemporary of the Beatles and, you know, she was a singer first. So this is kind of her early years. It's no Blind Date or anything like that. So the series was very good. I assume the musical will be
when
just
she's
as good.
Priscilla White at that point,
yes,
wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yes. And what about around the country?
So down in Cork, Bagatelle are doing, it seems to be another farewell tour because I went to a farewell tour of theirs 2 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So hopefully so, the Daniel Day-Lewis will be the Bagatelle of the film industry.
Exactly. So they were really, really good. I know people would probably like scoff at Bagatelle, but they had so many songs that you'd actually know. Now, they did say on their bio on their website that you two were inspired by them. I'm not sure how true that is.
Well, listen, you might as well say it. And what about Netflix?
Netflix. So I was in bed since Wednesday with a gastro bug. So I have perfect
binge material.
Yes, exactly. So I came across Lead Balloon, which has four series on Netflix, and it's Jack D, who I loved when I was younger, and he is playing a failed comedian, Rick Spleen. So he's usually these things, as you know yourself, can be dire. You know, the Frank Skinner's Shane was terrible, but this is very, very clever. It's almost a carbon copy of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Well, Jack D's is great, I have to say.
I did a Jack D's
help desk, a live one, not that long ago, and brilliant off the top of his head as well. I've seen some of Lead Balloon. Very entertaining it is as well. And the weird thing about him is he wasn't the style he was. He was kind of a bit more enthusiastic, yeah. And he was sick. Like you were, he was sick once, went on in a suit and was miserable. I think he was sick or something bad had happened. He was in a terrible mood, did the deadpan thing, stormed, and he went, okay.
Is he like that off?
I'm going to stick with this. No, he's a very, very pleasant man, has to be said. Yeah. Daniel Cowell, thanks very much.
Thank you, Neil.
And then you can go back in there and do the producing thing in a second.
Perfect.
Neil Delamere's Sunday Best. Today FM.